Hare Krishna. Regulation is the foundation for purification. Suppose we have a tank, water tank, which contains some dirty water. Now, if we want to purify the water in the tank, clean the water, we have to do two things. First is that if there are some pipes which are bringing in dirty water into the tank, we have to stop that or at least minimize that. And secondly, we have to add something into that water by which the dirt in it will come out, or we just bring in fresh water which is clean, and then the old water gets purged out, dirty water gets purged out, and that's how we get good water. But even whatever we do, we may actually purge out the dirt from it, or we may get in clean water. If we don't stop the inflow of dirty water, the water will never become clean. The same principle applies to our consciousness. That if we consider our consciousness to be like that water tank, there are many impure impressions, impure desires within that. And when they are there, the result of that is that actually we move forwards in the we are dragged here and there, and we want to focus on Krishna. We want to move towards selfless love. That's why we need to get rid of these impurities in our heart. Now, how can we get rid of the impurities? The first thing is we have to prevent further impurities from coming in, just as we have to prevent further dirty water from coming in. Now, of course, the world is filled with temptations, and often we see impure things in the world around us. We can't avoid that, but we can avoid dwelling on them. We can avoid visually feasting on such sights or sensually devouring such things. We can at least avoid physical gratification, or we can regulate it in such a way that it is not impure. So Krishna, when he's talking about combating lust, he says that regulation is the beginning. In 3.41 he says, Tasmatvam indriyanya dau niyamya bharatarshabha papamanam prajahiya enam jnana vijnana nashanam. So he says, Tasmatvam indriyanya dau, therefore adau, in the beginning, Tasmat, therefore Arjuna, regulate the senses. Indriyanya dau niyamya bharatarshabha, regulate the senses. Papamanam prajahiya enam. Papama, knowing that this is sinful, jnana vijnana nashanam, this will destroy knowledge and destroy the urge for knowledge. So better we curb it. So when we understand this principle and we strive to practice bhakti diligently, we march towards Krishna. We move closer and closer to Krishna. Our consciousness becomes purified. When we are practicing bhakti, that is like doing two things. We are, the presence of Krishna, it is said, is both prophylactic and antiseptic. That means whatever impurities are there, they are purged away. That's like adding some substance in the existing water so that the dirt goes out. And Krishna is also prophylactic. What Krishna does is, Krishna brings in positive spiritual impressions into our consciousness. And with these positive spiritual impressions, the past impressions get pushed down or driven out. But still, we have to make sure that we don't bring in sensual impressions. That's why purification is founded in regulation. If we are doing activities for purifying ourselves, but we are also engaging in impure activities, then the purification will happen very slowly. Of course, sometimes we may, by the force of our past conditioning, succumb to certain activities, certain sensual desires. But if we are not looking forward to it, if we are striving to regulate ourselves, if we are striving to minimize such relapses, if we are taking adequate precautions to prevent such relapses, then gradually we will be able to raise our standards of regulation, and then the purification will be much faster. And as the dirty water inflow in the tank is stopped, and as the clean water is coming in, and as the existing water is getting purified, the water will soon become clean. Similarly, our consciousness will become clean, and the consciousness that is clean is serene. We can perceive Krishna and we can relish Krishna. Prashanta manasam yenam yoginam sukham uttamam upaiti shanta rajasam brahma bhutam akalmasham. In 6.27, Krishna says that Prashanta manasam yenam, the mind that has become peaceful is Yoginam sukham uttamam. It gives uttama, it gives the supreme happiness. And that can be ours when we purify ourselves and by regulation and by the practice of bhakti. Connect ourselves with Krishna, absorb ourselves in Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.